This series happened largely by accident, as many things in life often do. I was doing some underwater work for the fun of it, mostly with children, and I didn't like the way the colors were coming out with the camera that I had available to me, so I switched it to black and white and discovered I could get some really high contrast, which is something I like doing in my above water work anyway when I'm doing portraits or even some landscapes. And the metaphor of using water as a medium for dreaming, for the subconscious, really, I think, stood out in this image particularly, which is probably my most successful image of this series. The boy here looks very meditative and almost could be any age. He has a youthful or could also be an older person who, you know, no longer has his hair anymore. And so it gives it that timeless quality. You have the bubbles floating upwards as if they are thoughts or, you know, bits of dreams. There's an element of flying to them, as in dreams we can fly, we can do any number of things, especially if we realize we're dreaming. And so the series as a whole explores that idea of using the water as a dream medium. And in that, some people are meditative, some people are active. But I've really liked the results, and like I said, this one has been my most popular image to date.